world is so much bigger than your brain. Stop living inside your head. Anonymous.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey everyone, it's Sam here and you're tuning into the Essential Oil Revolution. Thanks for stopping by. My favorite oil this week has been wintergreen essential oil. My poor daughter, Layla, she's 4 years old. She banged her knee real bad against our couch the other day, and it has been giving her so much trouble. And you know, if you're a mother, how heartbreaking it is to see your child just really sad and in pain and hobbling around. And she's really unable to move around a lot. So we've been using a lot of wintergreen with her to support her body's natural ability to heal. The doctors still don't understand what's really happening with it. So wish us luck on that journey. But in the meantime, when you don't really know what's going on exactly, it's great to have tools to just support your child feeling better and supporting that body's natural ability to heal itself as well. And the wintergreen's been helping her a lot. Now, wintergreen is an oil that a lot of people will shy away from using on young children because of the way certain molecules will interact with the liver. And so this is an oil that we have just been using in very heavy dilution for her. So the recommended dilution for kids between the age of 2 and 6 is 1 drop of essential oil to 2 to 4 drops carrier oil. And so we've been mixing that with some Copaiba and some Valor and rubbing that on her knee. And we've even made her a little rollerball for herself that she loves. So that's my favorite oil this week. Now, today on the show, you're going to hear from an amazing woman, Elena Bensonoff. And it was hard to create a title for this episode because we talked about so many different things. She talks a lot about chakras and energy systems, but on such a deeper level than normally that conversation happens. And she talks about the skin, the way that essential oils can get processed in the body, how you can bypass the digestive system, really a lot of different topics rolled into one. So I think you're really going to enjoy today's episode. Before we get to the interview, of course, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Katie Geb on Instagram at omged. I think that's Ged anyway, G-I-E-D-D. P.S. guys, if you want me to pronounce your names better on the show when I share your recipes, send me pronunciations when you send in your recipes. All right. To make the stress be gone bath salt, you will combine 1 cup of Epsom salts, add 15 drops of Stress Away. That's a Young Living blend, 5 drops lavender, and combine in a mason jar and shake it. Or as Katie says, and I quote, shake it like a Polaroid picture, shake it. Use when your family is driving you bananas or give to someone as a happy gift. Thanks for your recipe, Katie. You can submit your recipes and have them read here on the show by emailing us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Now on to the show.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm here with Elena Binzanov. She's trained as a clinical registered pharmacist. She's an intuitive energy and wellness practitioner certified by the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners. She's an award-winning organic skincare, perfume, and chakra balancing system developer and founder of Holistic.com. Elena Binzanov brings over 20 years of experience in the field of integrative, functional, and energy medicine. In addition to in-person and remote healing sessions, Elena offers online courses and her new book, Holistic Wisdom, Awakening Your Inner Healer, which I'm really excited to learn more about. Welcome to the show. Elena, how are you doing?
Thank you, Samantha, so much. I'm great, and I'm so happy to join you and talk about my passions.
Great. So among many other things, as we learned, you are an award-winning chakra balancing system developer. Tell us more about that.
So first I want to briefly explain and perhaps touch on that. Kind of came to be a couple of years ago. Someone online found my product system, loved it, and asked for me to submit my products in the category to perhaps receive an award. And actually I was awarded a very, very special award for this system. This system was developed about 9 years ago. I can't believe it's been 9 years ago. And it happened to me sort of at a very pivotal time in my life. About 12 years ago, I embarked on a journey recognizing that there's something much greater than who I am or who we all are, right? I used to work in a very traditional pharmacy setting, and then I went to study integrative medicine and also worked in a compounding pharmacy, which means it's where we custom made medications for people. So recognizing at that time, my world kind of changed very drastically because in my first class that I attended for functional medicine, one of the cardiologists had us get up and do something that's called Qigong. So this was 12 years ago. Of course, for me, that was, I would say, one of the biggest awakeners that happened. It was sort of like a light bulb was turned on within me. I recognized that I could feel and perceive the energy flow, right? And Qigong, the energy flow between my hands. And that was actually the first time I became aware. I'm sure all of us have this ability, but for me, it was the first moment I became aware that there's something that is intangible, physically not tangible, right? That is moving and guiding all of us on this planet. So that began as sort of like my hunger. I became very hungry to learn more information, to understand and be able to comprehend. And I went on to start developing an organic skincare line because also I recognized how many toxic ingredients were really going into the products out on the market, but also something that I used to formulate as a compounding pharmacist. And it's something we never learned. As a chemist and as a pharmacist, I never learned the dangers of the ingredients and the impact they have on our overall system. So I recognized the need of creating products, right? Safe products, because our skin is the largest organ, absorbing everything that touches its surface. In fact, what I realized working as a compounding pharmacist is, you know, we made topical creams, hormone creams, we made sublingual, right? Capsules, tablets. So all kinds of things. And what I recognize is, let's say a person needed a progesterone cream versus a progesterone capsule. So in a capsule, it would be, let's say we're speaking of progesterone, 200 milligrams. Topical cream, the same thing would be 20 milligrams. So there was a drastic difference. And why there is a difference? Because when you take something orally, it has to break down in your digestive system before it gets into your bloodstream and organ systems. When you apply a product topically, it actually bypasses the digestion, the stomach digestion, right? And it goes directly into the bloodstream and organs. So therefore, the dosing is much smaller. So that was also a huge aha moment for me, right? Because we use not just compounding world, but all of the people that are using skincare products, right? There's specific agents or ingredients that are used to drive the ingredients deeper into the skin layer. So you can actually go faster and disperse really quickly to the site where it's needed. So the aha moment for me also was, because I wanted to know what would be the alternative to drive those ingredients, let's say, or even natural herbs, right, deeper into the skin layer. And I recognize that actually essential oils will do that.
Do you want to talk specifically a little bit about which essential oils you like to use for that effect?
Well, there's so many different ones. First, one thing I want to mention briefly is just like the foods we eat, you know, we can have food sensitivities to foods. The same thing will happen with essential oils. And this is something that I've recognized over the years with many, many people that I've worked with, thousands of people I've worked with in the last 20 years. So I cannot say that there's one particular thing that works best for everyone, just because we all develop sensitivities over time. So it's very important to know and test yourself and find out. Of course, there's ways of testing what products you're sensitive to, what is working for you and what is not. And I'm going to give you an example. I actually had a woman that came to me with severe eczema. Of course, she had issues with her gut health, food sensitivities, but one of the biggest things is she was infusing a lot of essential oils. And that took me a couple of appointments to figure out. She was reacting to things that she was using in her bedroom, even though they were amazingly beautiful essences, right? So we had to narrow down to one specific oil that she could use out of hundreds, right? And she has a huge collection. So it's very important to understand that everything in us is a system, right? So whatever, let's say you might not have sensitivities to a dairy product, right? But a few years down the line, you might develop it, right? Just like food allergies that people develop over time. So again, I want people to know and to understand that, yes, natural products are amazing. It's a great substitute to synthetics, but we also can have sensitivities. So it's important to be educated and also tune into your own physical body for answers.
Absolutely. I think that's the most important thing. Like, if you can be as educated as you want to be, but if you're not tuning into your body and really listening to what your body is doing, then you're not going to learn. You're not going to figure out which oils or products or whatnot are going to help you or harm you, because you're exactly right. We are all so different. What works for me might not work for you, and you might have a different reaction than the person next to you. And that's okay. Doesn't mean that essential oils are dangerous or that you shouldn't use natural products or whatnot, but it just means that you need to tune in and you need to listen.
So that led me to develop a chakra system. That understanding, you know, I began to work with essential oils. I also went to study and became a natural perfumer. And this is a very different science and art of blending natural perfumes versus just blending chakra blends, right? Or just essential oils. It's two different worlds. I felt that I wanted to understand how to create a perfume. And it's definitely very complex art form, also very expensive to be a truly natural perfumer. So that became my passion. And then chakra blends, I decided to blend because, of course, as I began my study and understanding of what makes us who we are, right? And of course, talking about the subtle energy of things that are we can't touch, right? With, or we can't necessarily perceive unless we train or learn to perceive subtle energies. So there are these energy centers that are crucial in connecting us to a much greater network. And this network is the collective consciousness of all, but there's something much greater, and we can go into it as well. And I'll explain it. So I developed the chakra system because I felt, first of all, it came to me in a dream. And this is something from someone who is so linear thinking. You know, I came from a pharmacy background, so I wanted, you know, formulas and have very specific things when I was normally creating products. So this was a very different way of creating. It actually came to me in a dream. And I remember waking up and at 4 o'clock in the morning, having a very clear vision of what it is that I needed to bring to people and what is it that I needed to or wanted to come through me, right? So it took me a couple of weeks to develop this particular product line and these particular blends. And they work on so many different levels. Of course, I have a few doctor's offices and stores that are selling them. And over the years, it's been very interesting how the results that I've been hearing from doctor's offices and also from clients and patients that I have been seeing. So anywhere from thyroid imbalance to balancing, right, to anxiety, depression, sleep issues. So this is a very powerful tool for people to use to, I would say, connect to themselves, but also clear energies that are stagnant within our system, because our physicality and our disease states are a complete manifestation from this energy field of information, because that's where the disease state begins. It begins by imprinting certain events and situations or blockages, different emotions that we have not been processing. Everything gets stored in this field of information, and I call it the morphogenetic field. And then from that field, literally everything begins to manifest and embody in the physical realm.
Can you give us an example of that?
Of course. So let's talk a little bit about how do chakras tie in with our physicality and also the morphogenetic field. So if you can imagine every single living thing, including plant life, crystals, animals, humans, we all have this morphogenetic field of information. This information is sort of like your cloud of a computer. It records and stores information. So let's say you had an event, traumatic event. It gets stored there. Let's say you had a virus, right? A lot of people have viruses like Epstein-Barr, right? The chronic fatigue virus. So what happens is if you go to treat your virus, let's say the doctor's office, it's great because the virus might disappear, perhaps short term for a year, 2 years, right? But what I started noticing is viruses kept coming back. And I was wondering over the years, why do they keep coming back if they have been treated, whether they've been treated naturally or using different medications? Now, what I realized is every single event and situation, every single microorganism or any organism leaves a field of its own information. So it's sort of left in a holographic field, right, of information. So let's say we take the actual virus out of the system. Well, the field itself still stays. It's sort of like if you can imagine Kirlian photography, right? Have you ever seen the images where the leaf has been cut off, but the image still remains, right?
Right.
Okay, the shadow, the phantom effect. So it's the same kind of thing because the information field has never been treated. So what I recognized is the field of information has to be treated just as the physical field, right? Now, how does this information travel to our physicality? The information from morphogenetic field actually enters, it's a very complex network, so I'll just break it down briefly. It goes into something that's called Shen. We're going to use some technology from traditional Chinese medicine. Shen, if you can imagine Shen, it's the kind of like a cord that where the information goes and disperses to other areas before it enters the physicality. So what are those areas? Those are miracle meridians. And those, if you could think of them as the big highways, right, of, let's say, United States or wherever people are around the world. And then it goes into something smaller, the regular meridians. And those meridians are the smaller roads. And then information gets dispersed into chakras. And chakras are much closer related to our physicality. And it interacts with specific emotions and also our organ systems. So therefore, it's very important to understand what chakras are related to what organ systems, what emotions. And also, it gives us a tool for anyone. You don't have to be studying this information forever to understand it, but it gives enough tools to where you can become your own investigator into your own health. Because what I ultimately believe is that every single human being holds the key to their own well-being and healing. But in order to do that, we have to understand how the system works. So we can talk about chakras now.
Yes, let's do that. Well, before we do that, I want to just say that something you just said, I really relate to, and it's a message that I'm constantly sharing here on the show, and that's every person holds the key to their own well-being. It's so true. You have to take that responsibility and you have to empower yourself to understand that you are the key. You have the answers within you. Your body has the answers within you. And you might need to give your body certain tools or certain oils or foods or supplements or activities in order for your body to be able to heal itself. But you have that power, and it does take that empowerment as well. So I want to continue this conversation with you, Elena, about chakras, but let's take a short break first to thank our sponsors. And we're back with Elena Benzinoff having an amazingly interesting conversation about chakra, healing, essential oils. We'll try to get some crystal information in there as well, which you mentioned briefly. So Elena, tell us a little more about the chakras and using that information for healing.
Yes. So initially, I began, when I transitioned into the world of energy medicine, I began working with chakras. And I call them in my book, the energy doorways, right? Why are they doorways? To me, they're doorways into sort of our physicality and also our emotions. So I feel it's crucial to understand who we are, how does this energy work, and how does it manifest in our physicality? So the first thing I want to for people to truly grasp is, you know, our higher self, right? Our soul communicates to our physical body through very powerful messages. Those messages are called emotions and feelings. Now, when we choose to ignore those messages for long periods of time, we actually get physical symptoms as a side effect, right? So it's our, sort of like our body's way of saying, pay attention, listen. Now, if we choose to ignore those even for more extended periods of time, then it becomes a disease. And a lot of times, you know, I've worked with people over the years that come to me at that stage where they're already sick. And the first thing I tell them, actually, your illness is your biggest gift, because it is your invitation and your opportunity to really make a shift in your life. So what I'm inviting people today is not to wait until they do have a disease, but become curious and aware of what it is your body is communicating to you, because our body holds the key and all of the information that we need in order to heal ourselves. So now we'll briefly touch on how the chakras are connected to our physicality and connected to our emotions, and perhaps some of the ways that you can investigate and tune in with more precision into yourself. So let's begin with the root chakra. And what does it mean, right? So again, chakras are the subtle energy centers. They're the doorways through which the energy enters. So the field, your field of information is entering your physicality. And then also whatever you're thinking and feeling, information flows out of you. So perhaps you can think of when you walk into a room, right? Some spaces make you feel great. Some people make you feel great. And then you have experiences where people are draining you, or you don't feel good being next to someone. So again, this is how our fields interact, and they interact through chakras. So let's speak about the root chakra. Root chakra is located at your perineum, right between your anus and the sex glands. So what is this particular center linked to? The color that's associated with this particular chakra is red. And it's linked to your security, stability, and survival. It's also linked to your family, tribal patterns. So everything that you think that you are all of the things that you've inherited from your family members, from your ancestors, from your friends growing up, from schools you went to. So a lot of times you might find yourself that you get from point A to point B, for example, if you're driving, right, to work or to pick up your children, you don't know how you got to that point. So that should be a red flag for you that you're actually checking out of your physical body. So again, root chakra is linked to security, stability, but it's also linked to your physicality and connection to this planet, to really wanting to and appreciating living in this particular incarnation that we're in.
And what are some examples of if you're feeling, if someone's listening and thinking, oh my gosh, this is me. I'm so out of balance here. Can you relate that to maybe some essential oils they can use, how to use those and other things?
Yes, of course. Another thing I wanted to quickly link to this particular chakra is it would be your kidneys, right? Linked to kidneys. Mm-hmm. So if women are suffering from UTIs a lot, this is something that needs to be addressed. Also, irritable bowel syndrome. So diarrhea, constipation, those are the things that, and joint pain, ankles, knee pain, hip pain. So all those things, right, are connected to this planet. So what can we do in this moment? So number one thing that you can do, of course, using an essential oil blend would be great because it brings you into the now. And it also switches your pattern. It wakes you up. So this is a wonderful tool to use. Another great tool would be to become more aware of your patterns, truly become aware of your physicality. A lot of times people who tend to meditate don't have the right tools initially. Most people meditate to escape. I teach people initially to meditate to connect to their body. So that means bring light through you, all of your organ systems, right? Connecting to this planet. So those are the few things that you can use. Also holding crystals, right? Those are grounding. And that would be a great tool to use as well.
Do you mind sharing what is in your blend for the root chakra for essential oils?
Oh, it's a contemplation of many, many things. Let me think. Sandalwood, ylang-ylang, patchouli. I definitely use garnet as a crystal infusion. And affirmations. So all of my oils are blended with affirmations as well.
That's wonderful. And now, Elena, you have different blends, different yoga poses, affirmations for each chakra, which I think is so fascinating. I wish we had more time to go into all of them, but we'll just have to direct people to your work so they can learn more as well. This has been such a fascinating conversation. We're definitely going to have you back on the show sometime. But before we run out of any more time, I want you to have a little bit of time to share about your book that you're writing or have written, Holistic Wisdom. And then we will go into our closing questions.
Thank you so much. Of course, this is such a huge topic that we're discussing. And yes, one show is not enough probably to cover it. It could take us weeks and months. So my book is available on Amazon and also on my website, holistic.com. I felt and I feel this is actually my purpose on this planet, is to empower each human being with the knowledge and information that they are the ones that are holding the keys to their own healing. So there is no right or wrong way of healing yourself. And in this particular book, I share all of the knowledge and experience of how a person could tap into themselves in less than 1 minute and find out what foods they're sensitive to, what emotions are blocked, what stage of adrenal fatigue they're in. Also, I talk about color light therapy, aromatherapy, sacred geometry, which is also very important, different types of meditation. So I'm giving all kinds of tools for people to really take advantage of this information and awaken to their own healer.
That sounds beautiful. And only knowing you for the past, 25 minutes or so, I have a feeling that this book is also very much rooted in your background as a scientist as well. And you kind of bring those both worlds together in a really beautiful, easy to comprehend way.
Yes. And then my course is launching as well. So this book is actually a course. It's an 8-week course to support the awakening process for people to be guided. So we'll have, a private group where people will be guided and answer any questions they might have. And then this program is going to transition into a master's program. So first it's awakening your healer, and then it's mastering the healer within. Because in order to become a healer to others, you have to truly be a healer to yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Elena. I really look forward to checking that out. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing group course, and the book sounds absolutely fantastic. We'll put a link to that in our show notes as well. Before you go, we always like to ask our guests these same closing questions. And the first, it can be brief, but just give us a little glimpse into what your daily health habits look like.
So morning, I wake up and I always, always step into my gratitude before I even get out of bed of everything I appreciate in my life. Of course, I'm a mom of 4 children, so that is the most important thing in my life, love, right? So I always go into gratitude and love, and then drinking a glass of water with lemon, taking my probiotics, cooking breakfast for my kids. Mm-hmm. Starting my day with movement is also important. So I want to make sure that everything in my body is activated. And then it's off to working with people all day long.
That sounds beautiful. Finally, what's just one thing you think we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Judgment, self-judgment and criticism. And replace it with love and compassion for yourself first.
Sounds beautiful. Does your book go into how to do that for people who struggle?
Yes, there's definitely exercises that teach people how to do that.
Yeah, wonderful. It's such an important thing to embrace as well. I've just personally seen so many people in my life who have let judgment and criticism of themselves and other people and that negativity to just completely consume, their life. And it does manifest into physical illnesses as well. I've seen it time and time again. So thank you. I love that answer.
Thank you.
Well, Elena, it's been a pleasure. Tell people how they can connect with you, your website, and we'll put all those links in the show notes below. And then we'll say goodbye.
Yes, thank you so much. So you're welcome to connect with me on Facebook, Holistic Inc., INC. My website, holistic.com. Pinterest, I have a big kind of following on Pinterest where I share all of the inspirational quotes for you to perhaps connect to more gratitude, to connect to more light and love, and share really love with the world is my most important message for everyone.
Thank you so much, Elena. We really appreciate your time here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you again here next week. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review in iTunes or wherever you get this podcast. It is so appreciated. Love you guys. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep treating yourself well. You are worth it.